91X News.
It's 11 degrees and cloudy at 1 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Nick Ogden. Toronto Police Constable James Forcillo has resumed testifying in his own defense at his trial in the death of a teenager on a streetcar. Forcillo has pleaded not guilty to second-degree murder and attempted murder after 18-year-old Sammy Yatim was shot 8 times in July of 2013. He estimated today in court that he's drawn his gun 12 times during confrontations, and he said his standoff with Yatim was his first time he opened fire. Forcillo told court yesterday he never intended to kill anyone when he confronted Yatim, but Crown prosecutors have argued his actions weren't necessary or reasonable. Ontario's environment minister says the province's master plan to fight climate change will be released this week. Glenn Murray says the climate change strategy differs from the 5-year plan of how Ontario will meet its 2020 emission reduction target. It also will differ from the details of cap and trade rules and regulations, which will both be released later.
The high-level, more conceptual strategy that gets us to 2050, which is the big master plan, that will be announced later this week. And that's the high-level one. That's all the moving parts. That's a long view, the master plan.
The climate change strategy will lay out Ontario's plan to meet its target of cutting emissions 80% below the 1990 levels by 2050. Russia plans to retaliate against Turkey for the downing of one of its warplanes this week by imposing sanctions, cutting economic ties, and scrapping major investment projects. Russia's prime minister today ordered his government to draft sanctions against Turkey within the next 2 days. Since the plane was shot down Tuesday on the Syria-Turkey border, Russia has already restricted tourism, left Turkish trucks stranded at the border, and announced the confiscation of large quantities of Turkish food imports. Turkey today released audio recordings of what is said to what they say are Turkish military's repeated warnings to the pilot of the Russian plane before it was shot down. And Adele is back. QNET News reporter Ashley Clark hits the hallways at Loyalist College to ask people about Adele's new music.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to...
It's been 4 years since superstar singer Adele has been in the spotlight. On Friday, she finally released her newest album, 25. QNET asked people at Loyalist College what they thought of it, and most people admitted to only hearing the hit single, Hello. But the reviews for the song were positive.
I like it. It's good. It's catchy.
It's a really good song.
That's actually the very first Adele song that I like. It's incredible.
Heartfelt ballad.
It's pretty powerful. It could help someone going through a breakup.
I like it.
It's Adele. I just like her voice.
Since the album release, Adele has sold over 2.4 million copies in the U.S. in just 4 days. This breaks the record for most albums sold in a week previously held by NSYNC. Ashley Clark, QNET News, Belleville.
That's QNET News on 91X to 103 p.m., In sports, American Thanksgiving means plenty of football today. The NFL has 3 games scheduled. The Philadelphia Eagles and Detroit Lions kick off the action with a matinee game at 12:30 p.m. Eastern at Ford Field. Later, Tony Romo and the Dallas Cowboys host Cam Newton and the Carolina Panthers at AT&T Stadium. Longtime NFC North rivals the Chicago Bears and Green Bay Packers meet up for the late NFL game tonight. Brett Favre is returning to Lambeau Field, where the Packers will honor him at halftime. His number 4 will be unveiled on the north facade of the stadium next to Favre's name alongside the Packers' 5 other retired numbers. It's been a while since the Toronto Raptors beat LeBron James at the Air Canada Center. That changed last night when the Raps beat the Cleveland Cavaliers 103-99. The last time that feat happened was in October of 2010. Kyle Lowry poured in 27 points, 4 steals, and 6 assists, while DeMar DeRozan added 20 for Toronto. Elsewhere in the NBA last night, the first-placed Western Conference Golden State Warriors beat the Lakers 111-77 at home. But if you're looking for NBA or NHL action today, you're out of luck. Both leagues are taking the day off and will resume their schedules tomorrow. In the NHL last night, however, the Islanders beat the Flyers 3-1, the Coyotes bested the Ducks 4-2, the Blackhawks dominated the Sharks 5-2, the Lightning edged the Kings 2-1, and the Senators won 5-3 over Colorado. In junior C hockey tonight, the Picton Pirates host the Port Hope Panthers at 7:30. Send us your team or league scores. Email us at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville today, mainly cloudy, 30% chance of showers early this afternoon, wind south 20 kilometers an hour, gusting to 40 with a high of 10. Tonight, mainly cloudy, 30% chance of showers late this evening and overnight, wind south 20 kilometers, gusting to 40, temperature steady, near 9. Friday brings periods of rain, wind southwest 30 kilometers, gusting to 50, becoming north 20, and gusting to 40 late in the afternoon with a high of 11. And Saturday will be sunny with a high of plus 1. At 1:05 p.m., it's 11 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Nick Ogden. News on 91X next at 2:00.